Okey-doke. More exciting day. On the road, walking. You don't want to come over here and deal with me. None of you guys want anything to do with me. Excuse me? Come after me, dog? Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it, dog. Straight dog is target practice. Sexual privacy. Anyway, difficult world. Not cold this morning. It is chilly. I'm just going up below 60 tomorrow, today, whatever. Anyway. Oh. Saying very much, am I? Because I'm trying to go faster. A little behind. An athlete taking the course. It's not my course. To get through a piece of information. I think I've had some different varieties of people this semester. And you might say I'm a little critical. It's hard to tell motivations because people have gotten so squirrely. As soon as you meet squirrely, you kind of just say, well, There's very little to do about it. I don't put the Eskimos behind being squirrely. There is a traditional 6666666, which I find that a lot of society ends up kind of catering to. If you plead sick, well, nobody can question that, can they? It is the ultimate, it's like people who have bad backs. The determination of a bad back or back pain cannot really be questioned. It can't be seen. There is no test to determine if you have a bad back, as far as I'm aware of. And a bad back can determine, can change your future completely. There is really no there's a test, so if you claim it, and you claim it to the point to where people think you're faking it, you can go all the way to claiming disability and basically getting paid the rest of your life to live whatever lifestyle you wish. I mean, you're not going to have a lot of money, but there will be no expectation. No further expectations of you at all. If you even become an angry, bitter, nasty person, well, that's all justified by the fact that your back hurts. I'm not going to sit here and talk about downplaying. I don't care. I'm not saying that in many cases it might be legitimate. I'm just saying, what a wonderful way to just basically stick up your hand and say, I'm pretty much exempt from it and from everything. I've got a bad back. I wouldn't be surprised if God made things that way just to see what you would do with the opportunity. Just to see which road you would take. This life is a test, you know, and it makes it so that it really ends up kind of being about what kind of character you possess. What kind of character, not even possess, what you pursue. A certain look in the eye, there's a certain gait in the step. A certain amount of all kinds of things around what I would call a celestial person. And not even that. It's not even a question of being celestial. I don't mean to be rude, but it's laughably easy to be a celestial person. You get baptized in the Mormon church, you know, everybody says, well, it's not fair. You go, well, okay, fine. You can quibble all you want to about rules and regulations and crap like that. You're obviously not going to be one of those top-tier people. if that's what you appeal to. God, I mean, how pathetic. Not like it's hard. I'm going to do salvation my way. And you go, well, your way doesn't lead anywhere. Oh, how dare you say such things? You go, okay. Listen, you can pick whatever attitude you like, but it's not gonna meet the criteria. You can complain and moan that things aren't fair, or that you didn't know. You were confused. That was what my athlete student said today. That they were confused. So I'm sorry. I just came straight out and said, I don't accept that excuse. That's a pathetic excuse. I'm confused. If you're confused, why don't you say, excuse me, I'm confused to somebody? I'm here to help you not be confused. You know, get baptized by somebody with the proper authority. I think God takes a certain amount of accommodations for people who were confused and didn't know. Very confusing world. That's okay. The terrestrial kingdom is a beautiful place. I mean, you're not going to be able to do everything. For somebody who actually pursued it more actively. If you're trying to do what God wants you to do, and you're listening for Him, God will lead you to the place where you need to be, and what you need to do, and where you need to go. God does that. You're right. Every Christian who said, oh, he wouldn't let the Bible steer you wrong. They said, you got the right concept, but you pushed your trust in the wrong things. With a book that's been handed down from generation to generation to generation, retranslated, and worked over. Why on earth would you think that is the font of knowledge, of all knowledge of God? Anyway, so once you're baptized, within a year, in about a year, you're in a position to get every single thing that's needed to go to the celestial kingdom, the highest degree in the celestial kingdom. It's all there for you. By and large, it's handed to you. There's going to be people who actually actively come to your house and bother you about it. You know. Mostly that, I mean, there might be more purposes than that, but the biggest thing is that so you have no excuses. When you come back and you go, well, nobody told me. And you go, is it everybody's responsibility to tell you everything to do? Because God goes to great lengths to try to help you do it. But you've got to show some individual initiative. And if you're going to bellyache and blah, 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 blah about the fact that it's not working the way that you envision, I said, you know, whatever. I hope you're not appealing to God for, you know, people who say, well, I'm an atheist. And you go, okay, then I hope you're not appealing to God for anything. When the moment comes and you're hoping for some leniency on something, this is, I hope you don't get a lot of excuses. They're not going to be there. They're not going to be very efficacious at all. So, there's a military member in my class who made a great appeal to the fact that if he got a letter from his CO saying that he was not going to be able to attend the school, that I needed to give him a special accommodation for that. And I did. Sort of. I accommodated for the fact that he wouldn't be able to make points on a nicely set out range of things. I need to let him know that he needs to that. His behavior so far has not put the U.S. military in a good light. Anyway. It is his choice, though. Nothing beyond being his own choice about whether these things are what kind of grade he's going to get. Of course, so I know he's withdrawn. I don't even need to do anything about it. Anyway, things are rather easy. You gotta do it. It sounds like it is.